State epidemiologist Dr. Sarah Park is in charge of our state's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. So do you think she's doing a good job? That is the subject of today's reality check. Chad Blair is Honolulu Civil Beat's one of their editors. He joins us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
Well, you know, we've watched Sarah Park in action for many years. Lay it out for us.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. She's been in that position, the state epidemiologist at the Department of Health, over a decade now. And she's had to deal with things like rat lungworm and leptospirosis and measles, mumps. Her background is extensive. Her education is superb. MIT, Boston University. And she cut her teeth on infectious diseases at the CDC, right? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But until this crisis, the COVID-19 outbreak, she hasn't really come under heavy scrutiny, not at the level she is now encountering from other medical professionals in particular, but also in the political arena. And it really boils down to this. Are we testing enough people? Why are we only testing people who have symptoms of COVID-19? Why aren't we testing asymptomatic people or people with mild symptoms? And just to answer that real quickly, Sarah Park is following the CDC. That is the requirement. You only test people that actually show the symptoms. So that has got her in a lot of hot water with some. I should also say she has her supporters as well.
Right. And there have been people, though, who have been calling for her to step down, as well as Bruce Anderson, the state health director, just
correct,
because they have this varying point of view.
Right. And I think you're saying, without saying, Tulsi Gabbard, our congresswoman, one of our Congress members in Congress in the House, did in fact call for that Anderson and Park to resign in pointedly because of their lack of responsibility or appropriate response to COVID. The governor, I should say, defended both of them, said he had confidence in both Anderson and Park. But the criticism that's also being heard out there actually comes from people like Dr. Scott Muscovich, who's very high profile, and he actually uses the word medieval to describe Dr. Park's view on testing. He believes, and as you know, he's been doing all sorts of testing on his own with his own company. He believes that Sarah Park, is really alone out there in terms of the view about testing. And Dr. Muscovich is among others, like Dr. Josh Green, our lieutenant governor, who also feels that we should be testing more. And you know, you heard just yesterday the mayor, Kirk Caldwell, moving to get much more testing going here on Oahu.
And your reporter, Brittany Light, I know she also reached out to Dr. David Ralph, who's with the Kukua Kalihi Valley group.
Yeah, and he too was critical. I mean, some of this is personality. Dr. Park, the people describe her as being very competent, unflappable is a word that they use, devoted to her work. Others have said, you know, she can come off a little bit as condescending. And Dr. Duroff basically said, you know, sometimes it sounds like all the rest of you are amateurs, right? And I, Dr. Park, am the epidemiologist and so forth. I can tell you that Brittany, our reporter, did ask Dr. Park about the criticism. And Dr. Park stood her ground, said she sticks with the CDC guidelines. She didn't respond to the criticism. She would like to somehow expand testing a bit. She was somewhat vague on that, but she did say you have to have enough PPE, right? Personal protective equipment. We don't want to overuse that or deplete the supply. You got to have enough testing kits. That's been another concern. And frankly, the biggest difficulty is the guidelines on testing, particularly for the Food and Drug Administration. They are strict. And so she's kind of caught in a difficult situation in which she's trying to adhere to these guidelines that are coming from the CDC. This is the federal government. And yet at the same time, there's a lot of people, understandably, very scared about what's going to happen with the virus.
Right. But I can't see that if you don't have enough personal protective gear and test kits, you know, it's kind of like triage. You've got to say, all right, then we've got to just be real smart about
what
we're
doing. You've got to make a decision. Yeah. And by the way, social distancing is the thing that she has been stressing along with Bruce Anderson. And so far, looking at the case numbers, we haven't had any on Oahu the last 2 days. We've managed to keep our death count at just 12, as tragic as that is. We're wondering if we're flattening the curve. And if that's the case, one could argue that's validation of Dr. Park's strategy.
Right. But it's a tough position to be in, you're going to get criticism, I think, no matter what you do.
Just ask Governor Ige about that one,
yes.
Right?
So. All right. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was politics and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's reality check. For more COVID coverage and news, head to civilbeat.org.